Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are going to Parashat Balak. Parashat Balak is a very interesting parasha. First of all, we are learning a big lesson, which is regarding people that believe in God, but still do the bad in the eyes of God, which is very interesting, because normally if you think, the more you believe, the more religious you be, the more you listen to God, because you believe in God. And you know that God is there, and He's going to punish you if you don't do the bad in His eyes. But here we have Bil'am and Balak. Both of them believe in God. Bil'am says, Yodea Da'at Elyon. He knows God. He is a prophet in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? We say, Lo kam beYisrael kamoshe od. There was no prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu in Am Yisrael. So what does it mean in Am Yisrael? In the whole world now. In Am Yisrael, there was no prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. But the other nation they had, and who was it? Bil'am HaRasha. Which is also an interesting thing. Why? How can you say that Bil'am HaRasha is at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? This is an evil guy, a corrupt guy. Can you compare him to Moshe Rabbeinu? So how can you say it's the same? And here we learn another lesson. People think that the leader, he can be, let's say, something unbelievable, and the people can be bad people. Doesn't work like this. The leader is connected to the people. If the people are bad, the leader is bad. If the leader is good, the people are good. Because there is an influence on those things. And we can see it, unfortunately, in our Knesset. You can see very good people coming there, and unfortunately, things are changing, and sometimes you meet them 4 or 5 years later, and they're not the same people. Why? They got corrupted by the corruption in the Knesset, which also says that if the Knesset, which are our leaders, that also we are not exactly tzaddikim, if those are our leaders. It's like when Am Yisrael sinned in the golden calf, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Red kishichet amcha. Go down, because your people did the bad. Now, red means, okay, go down of the mountain. But red is also go down from your level. Because your level is connected to the level of the people. And if the people don't behave, it means that there's also something wrong with you. So, says red kishichet amcha. So we see there is a direct connection between the leader and the people. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, which means that also this generation was also a great generation with all the sins and everything, and we talked about it not once, that the level of the Dor HaMidbar was a very high level according to the leader, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. From the other side, when we look at Bil'am, we understand that the level of the other nation was not exactly brilliant, because if this is their leader, which is a corrupt guy and an evil guy that runs after money and lust and all the other desires, means that also his people are not exactly tzaddikim. So, this is Bil'am. And also Balak. If you think that Balak, the king that called Bil'am to come and curse Am Yisrael, you think he doesn't believe in God. They are bringing sacrifices 3 times to God. And he is telling Bil'am, maybe God will let you curse Am Yisrael from this point, or maybe from this point. In other words, both of them believe in God. So we see an unbelievable thing. People that believe in God to the highest level, that even bring sacrifices to God, and still do the bad in the eyes of God. And to think about it, also unbelievable. Think to yourself that somebody comes to you and says, can I hit your son? Can I hit your children? But this guy is crazy. What do you mean you're going to hit my children? This guy, Bil'am, comes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who says, I want to curse your children, Am Yisrael. This is unbelievable. Which is showing us that this guy is really not only evil, is also his mind is not going in the right direction because of his lust and of desire. He just is so crooked that he tells, Tamot nafshi mot yesharim v'tehi achariti kamor. He is asking God that his end will be like Am Yisrael. What does it mean? He wants Olam Haba. He wants the next world. This evil guy wants to have the next world like Am Yisrael. So, the first conclusion is, believing in God is not a guarantee to do the good in the eyes of God. This is in our decision. This is our mission to do the good in the eyes of God.
Like the Catholics, they believe in God, but they're not subtractive about the things. Catholics are particularly vicious. Much more than the Protestants.
Amen. It's not only the Catholic.
But why did you bring a jersey?
Because I forgot it.
Because we have to suffer with this heat.
It was ice cold when I walked in already.
We have this every week.
Maybe we divide the place to two. One place is going to be
but
hot and one warm.
Every week. She's always cold, but she never brings a jersey.
Okay. So we're talking about Balak and Bilam. And we see that they are really trying very hard to do that are bad in the eyes of God, and they also think that they are all right. What was going through their mind? That is also very interesting, because what Bilam is really thinking to himself, he knows God. He believes in God. And he's a prophet, and a very high level, because what he thinks is, I am the hand of God. And Am Yisrael, not Tzadikim. They did, we all know that they did a few sins in the desert, so he wants to catch them on a sin. And then, God, which is not punishing them, why? Because God is merciful, but when he will point him out a sin that they do, maybe then God will curse them, or let him curse them, and it's going to happen. But God is telling him, Am Israel are blessed, and you cannot curse them. And this brings us to another point. What does it mean, Am Israel is blessed? So we can do whatever we want to and we're not going to be punished? Of course not. The idea is that Am Yisrael, generally speaking, about the nation, Am Yisrael as a nation, they are forever. They have, insurance policy that they're going to exist forever. And we see it through the generation. Who didn't try to kill us? Who didn't try to destroy us? But we are, Baruch Hashem, still here. Nobody can. But as an individual, if we sin, we're going to get punished. So there are two things that we have to understand. That's why when Bilam HaRasha saw that he cannot go on the general Am Yisrael, he tried to hurt us in corners. But he also, Baruch Hashem, didn't succeed to do this. Then, when we're talking about Bilam and Balak, there's also a very interesting thing. We see that Balak sends messengers to him, and they come to him, and they tell him, Balak wants you to come and curse Am Yisrael for him. So he's asking God. And God tells him, you're not going to go. So the next morning he wakes up, he tells them, sorry, God doesn't let me to go with you. They go back, they bring higher level of messengers, because Balak thinks, maybe those are very low. He's very proud, and he thinks he is the greatest guy in the world. And I didn't honor him enough. I didn't give him enough covet, so I have to give him more covet. So he sends higher level people, and they come, and again he's asking God, and God tells him, if they come to call you, you go with them. But you're going to say exactly what I'm going to tell you. So the next morning, he wakes up and he goes on his way. And on the way, the angel reveals himself to his donkey. He doesn't see the angel. And three times, he's hitting the donkey. And then the donkey opens its mouth and talks with him. And then he sees the angel. Now the question is, first of all, why is God first telling him not to go, then he tells him go, and then after he tells him to go, he is trying to prevent him from going. What's going on here? Is this a game? If you don't want him to go, tell him don't go. Finish the story.
But he wouldn't listen.
He listened to God. He listened. He did listen. That's the puzzle. Because when he told him not to go, he said to the people, I'm not going. The next time, he's trying again. Then God tells him, go. And then when he goes, after God let him go, the angel comes on the way. So what's going on here? So first of all, Orachaim HaKadosh said a very interesting thing. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said to Bilam, you can go, people would think that Bilam decides by himself. He's got the power, he's a very powerful man, that even God cannot resist him, so he goes to curse the children of God. So God had to stop him, to show everybody that he cannot do what he wants. So he tells him, don't go, and he really, this Balak tells the people, Bilam tells the people the next morning, God doesn't let me to go. Okay, a tzaddik. But now, if God doesn't let him to go, it looks like God is afraid of his curses. Because what do we care God? Let him go. He cannot do anything against you. But if you don't let him go, people would think that God is afraid that if Bilam will go, he can curse Am Yisrael, so he doesn't let him go. So the next time, he tells him, you go, but you will say exactly what I am telling you to say. It's like when you see, they say, Sharshelet Akelef Biyad Be'alav. When you see somebody goes with the dog and he's got this chain, so sometimes he takes the chain, sometimes he leaves the chain, so the dog runs, but his master stops him and brings him over. So God wanted everybody to see that Bilam is like a dog. He does exactly what God wants him to do. Don't go, go, don't go, go. Who is controlling everything? God. So then, why did he eventually, after he's letting him going, why did he stop him with the angel? This is another thing, because in the beginning, the first time, he told the messenger, God doesn't let me to go with you. The second time, he didn't say anything. He just wake up in the morning and tell them, let's go. So it looks like, who decided to go? He decided to go against the will of God. So then God got angry and says, okay, that's the way you want it. So he stopped him with an angel. But then also, stopping with an angel is also a very interesting thing. Why three times? Because God is giving everybody, let's call it three chances. You know, you have a chance in life to change your way. So God told him, if they called you and you think it's for your own benefit, you go. But Bilam HaRasha didn't check. He was so, anxious to go and curse Am Yisrael that he just went without thinking, is it good for me or not? Because God, from one side, when somebody deserves a reward, God is going to give him the reward, even if he's an evil guy. And let's not forget that at the end of the day, Bilam HaRasha is telling everybody about the greatness of God. He is telling them, God, he is the one who let me go or doesn't let me go. So he has to get rewarded for this. So God tells him, check before you go, because God knows what's going to be the end. But this guy doesn't check. And so God gave him the chance. So then, even after he let him go, he's given him another chance. And the donkey stops on the way. Think, why is the donkey stopping? Do tshuva. Go back. You're not going to, it's not going to help you nothing what you do, and you won't curse Am Yisrael. But he insisting, and he goes, goes more. And then the donkey stops again, and still he doesn't learn. And then the donkey stops again, and still he doesn't learn. But now, there is no way. The beginning, there was a field. Then it was a fence here and a fence there. Then it was like this, that you cannot move, not right and not left, and definitely not going back. And then when the angel reveals himself to him, he says, oh, I didn't know. If God doesn't want me to go, I'm going back. He says, no, sorry. You had your chances. Now you're going. And you're going, and you're going to do exactly what God is telling you to do. That's what Chazal say, our sages. בדרך שאדם רוצה לילך, מוליכים אותו. In the way that somebody wants to walk, God is going to help him walk the way, even if it is a bad way. Because God gives us chances. If you want to do something, and it's bad, so God is showing you. He's giving you a clue. He's showing you. And then you insist. And then you insist again. And then when God sees that nothing helps, so he lets you go in the way you want to go. And that's what happened with Bilam. So Bilam HaRasha goes there. And he's trying to curse Am Yisrael, but as we all know, instead of cursing Am Yisrael, he's blessing Am Yisrael. Nevertheless, the blessing, he's blessing Am Yisrael, our sages wanted to put them in the tefillah. There's such great blessings. Well, for example, the one, the most famous one that everybody knows, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkenotecha Yisrael. That's a blessing from Bilam HaRasha. And it's unbelievable. It's a beautiful blessing. But then they decided not to put it in because it's going to be too long, the prayer. But they were thinking about it. So to understand the quality of the blessing. Now, this is also a very interesting issue. Why do we need this Rasha to bless us in such beautiful blessing? Because you see, if somebody that loves you is blessing you, everybody understands it. Okay, it's not a big chokhmah. It's not a big thing, big deal. He loves you, so he blesses you. Tell how good you are. Oh, well, okay. But somebody who hates you, if he is blessing you, if he is telling the good that you've got inside you, this is already a good, an unbelievable thing. If an enemy tells you how good you are, this is unbelievable. So in other words, there are very, very interesting point of views in our parsha that we can learn a lot about our behavior. Because what we're talking here is not about Bilam over there and Balak over there. It's the Bilam inside us that also knows God, believes in God, but sometimes he wants to do things. So, and he does them, though he believes in God. And we all do this. So we have to fight it. And we have to understand that sometimes it can be too late. If we don't fight it right in the time, we're going to be like Bilam HaRasha that was already led to the end when he decided to go again and again and again. Now what's going in through with Balak? Balak is letting Bilam HaRasha to bless Am Yisrael three times. What's going in his head? After the first time, he should have told him, go away. I brought you here to curse Am Yisrael, and you're blessing? Go home. I don't want you here. But he's letting him to do it again. And again. Only at the end is sending him away. Why? What did Balak think? Balak knew that Bilam is very clever. He's not stupid. He's very clever. And he thought what he is doing, he is trying to bless Am Yisrael. And then in the middle, it's going to put a curse. So God, like, wouldn't notice. He thought that this was a very clever guy. So he's going to start blessing. And then in the middle, he's going to put a curse inside. The real truth is that the Gemara says that if we want to know what he wanted to curse us, we have to learn the blessing. And we'll see that the opposite is really the curse that he wanted to say. So, like he says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, how nice are your tents? He means how he wanted to say the opposite of it. Anyway, those blessings, we go with them till now, and they are beautiful blessings. And what does it say, Matovu Alecha Yaakov? What did Bilam HaRasha say that he said what he said? Of course, God told him, but he saw something, and there is something to understand. He says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkenotecha Israel. What is the oil? A oil is a tent. Mishkenotecha, Mishkan, is like a shrine, a Mishkan, a place where you stay. A Mishkan can be something that is sanctified. A oil is something where you live, which is temporary. In other words, what really we have to understand from this blessing, that this world is a temporary world. We are here for a limited time. And we have to understand it and realize it and prepare ourselves to the next world. They tell this story about the Chafetz Chaim, that somebody, once a very rich guy came to visit him in his home. And a guy was he was living in a hotel there, and he saw that how the Chafetz Chaim lived, like a very simple furniture, nothing there. And he couldn't believe it. He says, why do you live so like poorly? What? Where are you? Where is your furniture? Well, what's this? So the Chafetz Chaim asked him, where do you live now? He says, in a hotel. And where are your furniture? My furniture are not here. They're at home, where I live. And I've got a beautiful home and beautiful furniture. He says, I also have a beautiful home, beautiful furniture in the next world. This is my world, this is my home, the next world. Here it's temporary. It's the hotel. And this is exactly what we have to understand. This is a temporary world. It's not eternity. And eternity is waiting for us. And if we prepare ourselves, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, if we are preparing ourselves in our tent, in the temporary world, Matovu Alecha Mishkenotecha Israel, then we will bring the shrine, we will sanctify ourselves, that the next world is going to wait for us with a very, very good part. And this is exactly what is our job. So in other words, in this blessing is also a very big lesson for us to learn.
I remember the first time I came to Israel, all I could say is Ma Tovu.
Ma Tovu, I'm saying, it's people saying it all the time, don't realize that this guy who did it is, by the way, do you know who came out of Balak?
Out of?
From Balak, the king Balak. Who came out of Balak? Ruth Moaviah. Ruth came out of Balak.
Ruth.
In other words, he also got rewarded for the sacrifices he brought, though he didn't bring them exactly for good reason. He brought them for bad reasons. But because he brought sacrifices to God, he got rewarded. And his reward was that from him came out eventually Ruth, which is funny. It means that our great father is Balak. Even worse, you know, sometimes we're talking about Lavan. Evil Lavan, you know Lavan?
Yeah.
Lavan? Yes, you all know Lavan. Yes, you know Lavan. Lavan is also our father. The same as Avram and Yitzchak. Lavan Arasha is also our father because he's the father of our mothers, of Rachel and Leah. And they say also of the Shifachot. Bila and Zilpa is also their father. In other words, we are all really descendants from Lavan.
The same people.
Which is puzzling, and it's really teaching us a big lesson. We see people here that believe in God and go against God. From the other side, we see that to Am Yisrael, through the history, a lot of Goyim decided to become Jews, and from those Goyim came great people. If it's Shmaya and Avtalion, which were the rabbis of Hillel HaZaken, if it's Ruth HaMoaviah, that the king David came out of her, if it's Lavan, Lavan Arasha, and through we see those unbelievable figures, that really it's unbelievable to understand and realize that we, as Jews, we are not the only people in the world that can connect ourselves to God. The mission is, we are the messengers of God to connect everybody to God. And through the generation, people did join to Am Israel and become Jews. And Dafka from them, sometimes we see great people coming out. Because you see, when somebody is choosing to be a Jew, this is a great level. Because we were born Jewish, so okay, that's our life. It's very good. We try to do the best in the eyes of God, but we didn't choose it. And maybe, only maybe, if they would have asked them, do you want to be Jew or you want to be something else? Who knows what would we say? And by the way, that was exactly when Kodesh Baruch Hu came to all the nations and asked them, do you want to receive the Torah? What did everybody say?
No.
No. Only Am Yisrael said yes. So in other words, it's not so simple. Maybe. Oh, sorry?
Who's accepted the Ten Commandments because there were two of them.
Yes. So we see that when we talk about choosing, we don't really know what would we choose. In other words, if somebody is choosing the good thing, it's in a higher level from somebody who was born to it. So from this reason, we understand and realize that sometimes those Goyim that decided to become a part of Am Yisrael, they may be even greater from us. In other words, if we look at the whole picture is very simple. The end of the end of days, everybody is going to believe in God. And everybody's going to be like, at a certain level, Am Yisrael. Now, it's us. And we have the mission to spread it. in our way, yes? We're not missionaries. We do it in our way. We just saw the goyim, what it is to be Jewish. And then through the generation, we had people that saw the truth and decided to join us. Like Yitro, for example. And a lot of others. And decided to join Am Yisrael. And they become us. They become Am Yisrael. At the end of days, everybody is going to join us. So in other words, when we talk about our mission, and we talk about believing in God, there are very important points to remember. First, believing in God doesn't make us a tzaddik. Nevertheless, sometimes you can look at things in a very crooked way, even though you believe in God, and think that what you're doing is right, because you didn't do the right calculation, as we said last week. In other words, you can do the wrong calculation and get to the wrong conclusion. When we talk about Bilam HaRasha says, Yodea Da'at Elyon, Yodea Da'at Elyon, it means Da'at in the Torah, it means connection. The Adam Yada Et Sarah Ishto. Adam connected himself to Sarah, to Chava. Adam Yada Et Chava Ishto. So, the connection, which we're talking about, the connection between us and God. And this connection, we have to understand that we have to work on it and do the right things. Because sometimes we have this Bilam or Balak that they want something. And sometimes we listen to them. So we have to be very careful. You know, when we're talking about those three times that the donkey was stopping, there was a big lesson in it. They say, if you remember the story with David HaMelech, when he did the sin with Bathsheba, which is, by the way, a story by itself, but let's look at the simple things. The prophet came to him and told him a story about a rich man that a visitor came to him and he went to the poor neighbor and took his only lamb that he had, that he loved her as a daughter, and slaughtered her and cooked it and gave it to eat to the guy who came to visit him. And this is the story was told to David HaMelech in order to show him what he did. Because he also took a wife of somebody else in the simple way, yes? Because it's not as simple as we think. And he took her for himself. And this is the same thing with this sheep. This one sheep that the poor guy had and the rich guy took it from him, though he had a lot of sheep. And he gave it to eat to a visitor who came. The interesting thing is that in the story, the guy, the visitor, is called in three names. The first name is Helech, one who walks on the street. Helech, walking, a walker, whatever. Then he is called a visitor, and then he's calling Aish, the man. What is the story behind it? This man is Yetzer Hara. It's the evil inclination. He comes first from outside. He wants to go in. He knocks at our door, says, here I am. So we have now an option. Opening the door and telling him to go away, to go to hell where he belongs. Or not opening the door at all and saying, we don't open the door for you. This is the best option. And that's the easiest time. When he is outside, we can fight with him much easier. But when we open the door and we let him in, he is our visitor. And a visitor you have to honor. You have to bring him, he's a visitor. Then he becomes the balabait. He becomes the man. And that's exactly how Yetzer Hara works. In the beginning comes, knocks at the door. Do this small thing, okay. No, it's nothing special. It's a small thing. He's in. Now he starts to playing the game. Oh, well, you did this. Okay, let's do this and this and this. And then, if you don't send him away, comes the third level when he is the balabait. He becomes the balabait and he controls you. And that's exactly what happened with Bilam, the three times of the donkey. The first time, it's outside. There was a field. He could go away, go back with no problem. He didn't. He went on. Then it was getting narrow, the way, and he had a wall here and a wall there. But still, there is an option. Turn around and go back. It's a little difficult, but you still can do it. He didn't do it. And then what happened? He came to a place where there was no way, no turning, no right, no left, and definitely not back. The only way was
forward.
In other words, now he was in the hand of Yetzer Hara. And that's exactly what happens in life. In the beginning, you have the options. I'm not saying it's easy, because Yetzer Hara is very clever. But if we know how to fight him from the beginning, we won't get to the harder level. Unfortunately, we not always know what to do, but we have to remember, this is the story of Bilam, Balak, which is telling us that people can go, unfortunately, in a wrong way, and even, that's the worst problem, think that they are right. That Bilam Arasha says, Tamot nafshi mot yesharim. He's so crooked that he wants to die a straight death, like Am Yisrael, like be in Olam Haba. But you are a criminal. You are somebody who is so distorted and so evil and so corrupt. How even can you think about become one of us in the Olam Haba? The Chafetz Chaim says, you know, there are those people, to live like a Jew they don't want, but they want to die like a Jew. And that's exactly the point. People think that they can help out. By the way, that's the same way the story with Esav HaRasha. Esav, he wasn't a stupid guy. He knew Torah the same as Yaakov knew. But the problem is there was no connection with the head and the body. That's why his head is in Maarat HaMachpelah, buried with Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, but only the head. Because the head knew the Torah, but he didn't connect it to what he does, to the body. And that's exactly the point. Bilam HaRasha, he knew God, but he didn't connect it to the body. In other words, in his head he knew whatever he's doing is wrong. But his body went in different ways because he went after his lust and desires. And we have to remember it. Knowing doesn't mean doing. We have to know and to do the right in the eyes of God. Shkoyeh.